What is already being described as the Prague exhibition event of the year opened to the public on the banks of the River Vltava on Thursday. Got My Life is a lavish tribute to the legendary Czech pop icon Karel Gott, looking back at his 60 years of success. Chris Johnston has more.
Budeme mít jiné zájmy, nejen o parket, ale dneska, jak by ne, hrozně rádi.
Karel Gott's first success single from 1962, which translates as When We Were Twice as Old. More than twice as old right now, and on a comeback after overcoming cancer, Karel Gott turned up at the exhibition preview on Wednesday night. And it's just 2 weeks since he marked his return to the concert stage after serious illness at the age of 77 with his one-night, one-off performance in Prague entitled Karel Gott Still Alive. The project has marked itself out from the start in terms of its ambitions with the construction of a special floating exhibition centre which will be anchored on the Vltava River near the centre of Prague for the duration of the show until the end of September. It could later be towed to Germany, where Gott, the so-called Golden Voice of Prague, although he actually comes from Pilsen, has a massive following. Some of his German fans apparently have taken Gott so much to their hearts that they're surprised to find he is actually Czech. And this exhibition has not been modest in seeking its inspiration either. It's taken the ongoing worldwide tour of the retrospective David Bowie exhibition as one of the models to follow. The Gott exhibition comes from the stable which already staged the show of Alphonse Mucha posters in the Czech capital in 2013. It became the most visited fine art event in Czech history. And it draws on the singer's own collection of mementos, private collections, as well as the Czech National Museum's own impressive collection, which traces Karel Gott's musical and personal life. In fact, this is perhaps a unique private-public cooperation between the museum and the foundation created by one of the biggest Czech advertising companies. While the main spotlight is on Karel Gott, the singer, there are a number of parallel plots as well, such as the social and cultural evolution in the decades following his first attempt to hit the big time at the end of the 1950s. A lot of the latest exhibition technology is used, including a holographic projection of the singer, which greets you as you enter the event. Nearly three dozen videos, as well as costumes, posters and photos and recording equipment. Suprafon, the Czechoslovak record label that first signed Gott and for whom he became such a big earner, has also contributed. And as its marketing manager, Michal Maka, testifies, Gott is still a big player on its books.
Karel Gott is definitely the most important artist. Karel Gott released the most album of all other. Karel Gott sold the most CDs, LPs. He is definitely, I could say, that he's the number one for repertoire, for our market, for our record company, and we are together more than 50 years.